With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Former Governor Brian Schweitzer says Montana is well positioned to help lead what he believes is the country's inevitable energy revolution.
We're one of the 31 states that passed a renewable energy portfolio. So electricity that we're using in Montana, it's already more than 15% of our portfolio is from renewables.
There's nothing new about a politician extolling the virtues of clean and green technology, but most of the planet's machinery and economies still run on fossil fuels. Schweitzer says he's convinced that's about to change. He's laid out his position in his new book, PowerUp.energy.
We don't have a shortage of energy on this planet. We have solar, we have wind, we have potential with hydrocarbons and other energy sources. Our problem is our ability to store it from when we make it to when we use it.
Schweitzer is convinced that's a problem we're on the cusp of solving. He believes the most logical place to start this energy revolution is in the transportation sector.
Trains, trucks, cars, and planes are only 30% of our energy consumption in the United States. And so it is the energy consumption from transportation fuels that have gotten us addicted to those petrol dictators all over the world.
Schweitzer thinks natural gas is the perfect way to wean the transportation sector from its dependence on oil.
America only has 2% of the world's known oil supplies. We have about 6.5% of the world's natural gas supply. The natural gas can be our bridge fuel until we're able to put batteries in our homes, batteries in our cars, until we can start transferring the fuel from petroleum to non-petroleum sources such as solar and wind.
Battery technology is the key. All the solar panels and wind farms in the world don't amount to much without good batteries to store and help distribute that energy. Schweitzer says renewable energy sources, good batteries, and new metering technologies will enable Americans to routinely buy, store, and even sell their own power for a little bit of profit. Schweitzer points out existing lithium batteries are already better and cheaper than ever.
The price of lithium batteries dropped by about 300% just in the last 12 years. Solar panels during the last 30 years have dropped from $80 a watt to 80 cents a watt, and that's why you can produce electricity on your roof cheaper than your utility can deliver it to you.
More utilities are now slowly and steadily investing in renewable energy. They're urging caution because they say they want to protect their customers from unforeseen and unfair price increases. Schweitzer doesn't buy it. He calls them monopolies that are based on a, quote, Stalinist business model. He says they're slow to innovate and will pay the price when more of their customers start generating and selling their own power. He's equally as skeptical of the Environmental Protection Agency's plan to reduce carbon emissions in the United States.
People like Elon Musk and SolarCity, who are now putting solar panels up on people's roofs and not charging them a penny on the very first day, leasing them those solar panels and guaranteeing that during the 20 years they'll sell them electricity from their own solar panels on their own roof for less money than the utilities, are always going to win over regulators in Washington, D.C.
On the political front, Schweitzer, Montana's former Democratic governor, says he hopes his successor, Steve Bullock, gets reelected next year.
When I left office, we had a surplus. We still have that same surplus. Steve Bullock hasn't raised anybody's taxes. He's invested in education. We have one of the lowest unemployments in the history of this state. You have a very good administration. When you got a coach that's got a 10-1 season, it's not the time to look for a new coach.
Do you miss it? Would you like to get back into it?
I'm actually so happy running my businesses, taking care of my dog full-time, working on my ranch. I'm proud of the things that Montanans were able to do together while I was governor. But that's in my rearview mirror. I have lived my life in chapters. I lived a chapter in the Middle East. I ran ranches in Montana for a chapter. I was governor of Montana for a chapter, and I'm on to new chapters, and I'm enjoying life.
Brian Schweitzer is touring the state, signing copies of his latest book, PowerUp.energy. He'll be in Missoula this Sunday from 1 to 3 at Missoula's Fact and Fiction bookstore. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.